Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm beside myself is the only way to describe it. I don't even hate these anchors, these propagandists, the people that make shows like CSI, where if you don't want to drink sodium fluoride, you're a murdering terrorist, or if you don't believe in man-made global warming, you're a racist that needs to be arrested. I just realized they are part of the dark side. They enjoy manipulating and lying to people and keeping people in darkness and ignorance. And I like unleashing the human mind. I like freedom. And maybe it's me that's screwed up. You know, there's the old parable of in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Or in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. There's another parable of the wise king. An evil witch comes into the kingdom and poisons the well that turns the people evil. And the king had not yet drunk of the water. And the wise king went and drank of the water and became evil. And so he was then seen as sane, and the people no longer wanted to kill him. I think that's a twisted parable. If I was teleported back 1,000 years to the Aztec kingdom, and they were telling me I was crazy because I didn't want to chop up children every day when the sun came up and when the sun went down, sacrifices in every city every day, I would say that was insane. But see, I'm not in Kansas anymore, folks. We're not in a free Christian society anymore. We're in the land of the New World Order. We're in the New Dark Kingdom, where torture is good, and torture of children is good, and secret arrest is good, and FEMA camps are good, and brain damage and disease, and people all over your street dying of cancer at young ages. It's beautiful to them. By the way, Matt Ryan showed me a clip. He said, "Oh, look at this. It's a secret Blackwell and Briggs video. What do you think?" And I said, "That looks like it's fake." But I mentioned it on air. And then when I got off air, I went and had a chance to look it up. It was fake in 10 seconds. It's all a UN front about, oh, be part of the good conspiracy. And, you know, it's got the old communist line about secret high technology. They always mix that in. And, oh, sustainability and you know, not wasting. And the conspiracy is greed. There's no world government. There's no secret group. The conspiracy is all of us. It's greed. It's just like Zeitgeist, another UN front, I'm sure. It's got Trent Reznor. Part of the video, you know, saying, "I'm not part of the good conspiracy. No, I'm not part of it," to create some type of hype. So I'm going to do a YouTube video about that today. We discovered, because they can't beat us, they're going to join us. They're going to pose as, and maybe Trent Reznor's not a bad guy. I don't know. I can't pass judgment. But this new video that's out there is as fake as a $3 bill. And I guess that's really my frustration, is that I do all this research and I understand all of this now. Like within 30 minutes of getting off the radio yesterday, I had already confirmed that Michael Hilton, 99%, is tied into a new private security firm basically posing in Houston as regular police. That's the people from Hardin, Montana again. That's the 16 felony count. It's just, and I know what will happen when we break this news. For a week, people will say it's not real. There aren't fake police in Houston. And then when it comes out that it's real, it's just, folks, do you realize how creepy it is? I just keep going back to this, that you turn on any television program and it's pure brainwashing, demonizing good people. You realize how creepy it is that they've got well over 50,000 preachers now trained to go in and brainwash their flocks in a secret FEMA operation? I mean, you know how evil it is when they get up on television and tell you our troops grow the opium in Afghanistan, but it's a good thing? I mean, my God. Of course they're going to take your pension funds. Of course we're all slaves. Of course they're building FEMA camps. I mean, we got to wake up now, folks. There's no time to screw around here.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, Paul Watson is going to post an article with some documents. Several of our sources, both known to me, were contacted separately about jail facilities being secretly, and that's the big issue, installed inside post offices around the country. Well, Paul Watson and myself just did some searching this morning and found out that there are actually purchase orders for this, and that they have a public cover for it, you know, claiming that the post offices and that the mail inspectors, the postal inspectors, are, you know, setting up these facilities for criminal investigations of mail fraud and to interrogate their employees. So it always has a dual use, but this is being radically expanded. And Watson was able to confirm, because I was going off memory this morning when I was contacted with this info, that during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, when they tried to force all the first responders in the country ahead of the general public, you have to make the first responders take injections first, that they did try to pass legislation to make citizens show up at postal facilities to take forced inoculations for smallpox and other vaccines. You saw another beta test last year with the H1N1 hype, where the federal government lobbied all 50 states and was successful in Massachusetts and New York to have the government come out and say, it's the law, you must take H1N1 shot. But the people refused in mass, so they had to back off. So we know they're really trying to set this precedent, to take our blood at checkpoints without warrants, to naked body scan our bodies, and to now they admit that they lied about it earlier. They are recording your body. They are saving it. They do make fun of people. They do print off the naked printouts of movie stars. They do make fun of their other employees' genitalia size when TSA has to go through it. And they now admit, okay, they're going in everywhere. Your children must do it. We are recording their naked bodies. Again, it's all about being over the top, breaking our will. And so that's just some of the news and information that we're going to be covering today. Watson, in the next 30 minutes, we'll post our story that ties in to the rest of the confirmed FEMA camps, clergy response teams, federalization of police, the MIAC Homeland Security reports, where almost all the training is to take on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. There can be no longer any doubt. FEMA camps are real. Our country is one giant prison camp. The public schools are acclimation centers for the prison society. Our Bill of Rights is gone. There is warrantless wiretapping. There is spying on the American people going on. It's all illegal. We have a criminal, out-of-control government. There can no longer be any doubt about that. Now, first I want to go through some of the top stories today. And then I'm going to get into just a small snapshot example of propaganda on television. I can't watch ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. It is physically painful because I am awake, I am aware, I understand their propaganda tactics. And it is demoralizing to watch it because I feel so sorry for the people involved in the evil. And I watch them enjoying it so much and being such willing participants in their own destruction. That's why a lot of times I say no to mainstream media coming down here and interviewing me, because just the spirit of the reporters, the arrogance, the chutzpah, the bravado, the satisfaction that they're part of the system, and they're so self-assured, and many of them know the system's corrupt and brutal and evil, and they just enjoy being part of it. Dan Harris is a diminutive Napoleonic individual. Nothing against that. I'm only 5'10½, 11. But I'm kind of like a chihuahua. I think of myself as huge. So I've never really had an issue with not being really tall. But this guy, I think he's like 5'3 or something. And very calculating, very manipulative. And I said, I know you're going to come down here and not air it. I know you're getting file footage and lying to me and saying it's going to air. And I know that you're not going to return my phone calls once you leave. But I said, come on down here. It's Nightline and ABC Nightly News both. Come on down here. Same thing with Chris Matthews people. Same thing with HBO. Same thing with all of them. They've all been told, get footage of Jones so that after we bust a cap in his butt or set him up or do whatever we're going to do, we can have something out there to knit together. But see, I go willingly to the slaughter. I'm not like you. I didn't sell out. I know you think you're beyond good and evil, and this is the way the world's always been, and there's always been an elite, so you might as well just join it and be part of it and buy into it. You are so foolish. But more and more, I've gotten to the point where I don't even want to analyze their evil. I don't even want to sit here and put it all on display and point out all the facets of it. I mean, if the public can't see the unbelievable corruption and looting and tyranny that is spreading like a metastasizing cancer, what's the point? I mean, for anyone that studied history and propaganda, when you can flip from channel to channel on the news and on dramas and on every other program, and all it is brainwashing and demonization and attacking gun owners and family rights groups and homeschoolers and people that are against GMO food and people that don't want to drink sodium fluoride. I mean, that's all it is. Because if you wake up and stop eating the GMO, if you wake up and stop drinking the sodium fluoride that's giving you cancer and sterilizing you, if you wake up to the vaccines killing you, it's over for these murdering pieces of trash. They get off on it. They write textbooks about how they're poisoning you. They think it's funny. And they say, as evidence that you deserve to die, is the fact that they're out in the open and you're so stupid you don't care. In fact, let me just get to this first here before I get into world stocks and our economy being destroyed by design and what's happening in North Korea. Because this just illustrates everything. Let's go ahead and play this clip. ABC News attempts to align climate change skeptics with white supremacists. And then Dan Harris of ABC Nightly News, he says, who was in my office 3 weeks ago, he says, oh, and there have already been two groups that have cleared ClimateGate of any wrongdoing. Yeah, they've cleared themselves. We've covered those whitewashes. You notice he doesn't tell you who's cleared them. He just tells you they've been cleared. Man-made global warming's real. Pay Al Gore a tax. Everything's fine. But they imply that you're white supremacist. I mean, you can go out there and find white supremacists on giant message boards covering any subject you want. Oh, you don't like salted butter? I bet they can find a white supremacist, or they can go pose as one on the message board, who's against salted butter. And say, if you're against salted butter, you're a white supremacist. Oh, look, we got white supremacists that are against man-made global warming. Uh-oh, they're threatening people. Meanwhile, they don't mention here that it's the EU and the British government that have called for arresting people like Lord Monckton, myself, and others who criticize man-made global warming. They want to make it illegal. They're the ones. It's Cass Sunstein in the White House that wants to make it illegal. They're the ones that want to shut people up. But they imply that the poor, innocent ABC News reporters, the poor, innocent, they're all under attack. The poor, innocent, reporters talking to man with the made-up hockey stick graph. And, my gosh, the white supremacists are after him. You're not with white supremacists, are you? Well, then you better believe in global warming and pay your tax to the UN. Your neighbor's warning you about fluoride? Didn't you watch CSI last week? Those are people that want to nerve gas children. They're un-American. Here it is.
The ongoing oil spill crisis in the Gulf is keeping the debate over climate and energy very much in the headlines. And that debate is becoming increasingly venomous, with many prominent climate scientists now saying that they are being severely harassed.
I hope someone gets you in a dark alley.
The FBI tells ABC News it's looking into a spike in threatening emails to climate scientists like Penn State's Michael Mann.
6 feet under with the roots is where you should be. I was hoping I would see the news that you committed suicide. Do it. It's an attempt to chill the discourse, and I think that's what's most disconcerting.
A white supremacist website recently posted Mann's picture alongside several other climate scientists with the word Jew next to each image. To many scientists, however, the most disturbing recent development was a report released by Republican Senator James Inhofe naming 17 climate scientists, some of whom Inhofe says have engaged in potentially illegal behavior.
All right.
Scientists have said that it's...
We're going to come back. So you notice, white supremacist, Jew, next, Inhofe. It is criminal that they knowingly lied to get research funds. That they knowingly, we have the UN memos where they got them to lie so they could get this new global tax. But hey, what's ABC News say? You don't want to pay Al Gore money? You're a white supremacist. You don't want to drink fluoride? You're a murderer.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,195.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,227.67, $613.84 for a half ounce, or $306.92 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,227.67, $613.84, and $306.92.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Is where you should be. I was hoping I would see the news that you committed suicide. Do it. It's an attempt to chill the discourse, and I think that's what's most disconcerting.
A white supremacist website recently posted man's picture, alongside several other climate scientists, with the word Jew next to each image. To many scientists, however, the most disturbing recent development was a report released by Republican Senator James Inhofe, naming 17 climate scientists, some of whom Inhofe says have engaged in potentially illegal behavior.
Some scientists have said that it's McCarthyite.
That is a word that might be quite appropriate.
Senator Inhofe's report was referring to an incident late last year known as ClimateGate, where stolen emails gave the impression that climate scientists may have been trying to hide flaws in their research, although several subsequent investigations have exonerated the scientists. Senator Inhofe's former spokesman, Mark Morano, who now runs one of the most aggressive climate skeptic websites in the country, did agree to an interview, arguing that skeptics have been getting threats for years.
The public is appropriately angry at these scientists. And again, no one's advocating violence, but it is refreshing to see these scientists hear from the public.
It has been alleged that global warming, climate change is a quote-unquote hoax, that there's a conspiracy among scientists to sell us a bill of goods. How do you respond to that?
It's nonsense. Scientists are hyper-competitive.
Absolute baloney. We have the emails between the top three institutions in Europe, England, and the U.S. with NASA. And we have all the heads of these groups making eugenic statements about destroying industrial society, about wrecking the West. And we have the UN document. We've written articles about it. We've linked to the UN documents on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, where a decade ago they got together with all the major universities and said, we want socialism, we want world government, this is how we're going to take over society. I mean, they're on record saying it, but Dan Harris laughs. He's like, there are some that say, his body language is how ridiculous, there are some that say, you know, that scientists are working together to lie on this. And the guy's like, that's ridiculous. Scientists are so competitive. Oh, really competitive for all the tens of billions of dollars of government research funds to fund the fact that that there's no climate change, and if there is climate change, it's unnatural, that the Earth never has changes. I mean, it's just, they couldn't get away with this if the public wasn't so dumbed down. I mean, do ABC News listeners realize how insulting that is, how dumb they think you are, how stupid they think you are? And look at the body language of that professor when Harris says, you know, there's some that say you guys are all colluding, and he just looks as guilty as a cat that's been caught with a canary in its mouth going, oh, ridiculous, preposterous. I mean, they've been caught red-handed everywhere. This is a eugenics religion. And then they've got the nerve to talk about Nazis when Hitler was the big vegetarian environmentalist that wanted a world government to exterminate the majority of the world population and was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation on record, along with Margaret Sanger. Then they talk about McCarthyites. I've got to get Watson or somebody to do an article about this video. Just a few weeks ago, they had big environmental groups saying, we've tried to pass climate legislation the nice way. Now we need to get violent. We need to shut these people down. We need to arrest them. Meanwhile, the poor little scientist, the McCarthyites are after them. Mean Mr. Inhofe, who we just showed you Nazis. He might be connected to them. We just showed you what Nazis said on a message board. Now here's Inhofe. It's like, oh, the Nazis are bad, but Inhofe is even. It cuts to him. He's calling for criminal investigations. Despite the fact that two commissions have exonerated the people involved in ClimateGate and found they did nothing. Now, I could spend the entire broadcast every day doing nothing but covering news propaganda. Literally, every time I turn on the TV, it is unspeakable brainwashing. But worse than just news. News is bad. They know you're in suspended disbelief. You are not in a questioning, discerning mode when you're sitting there eating your TV dinner filled with sterilants in a plastic lined container lined with sterilants, which they admit. They know you're not questioning, so they're just programming. That's coming up. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, we're live, ladies and gentlemen, here on the radio. Tuesday, the 25th day of May, 2010. We're also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you just joined us and want to watch the show, not just listen to it, go over to PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, instead of just analyzing propaganda that's in the news, the newspapers, nonfiction, fiction is where it's really at, because they know you're not paying attention. You go to see a movie, you watch a television show to forget about the real world. But then you're being bombarded. And let me just explain to new listeners. Soviet Russia, Communist China, Hitler's Germany, oppressive societies have state-run media. But here we have something even worse, something out of East Germany, where you have private media, but it's basically all bought and paid for with what I call propaganda placement, not just product placement. Now the media is given in its own term and admitting, oh, NBC's biggest advertising is the government, and it is behavior placement. And they admit, BP comes to them and says, we'll run BP commercials and spend all this money if you add behavior placement in this show pushing for a carbon tax. This is all admitted. The denial is over. Steve Watson has a great article where he breaks down the White House bragging that they've now taken complete control of ABC, NBC, and CBS. The government is now in open control. Remember Gore Vidal? 8 years ago, right after 9/11, went on CNN and said, well, I just want to say, but I just had an Army colonel telling me what I couldn't and couldn't say. Cy Hirsch has said the same thing. These are Pentagon run. When you're at Fox News or CNN or CBS, it is Pentagon run. These are government organs now. I don't know how conspiracy theory got on True TV. I guess they just think it's in the corner of television somewhere and it's mixed in with other programming. And I'll talk to Ventura about that next time he's on because he's marveling. He didn't think it would air. But I think because of the sensational angle, the establishment thinks it's all right. I'm not sure. The point is CBS propaganda placement conspiracy theories are anti-American domestic terrorist. And I ended up last night watching almost the entire 44-minute show, 15 minutes or ads, online. And you can randomly watch INT24, CSI, any show, it's the same thing. Every episode, people that homeschool are terrorists, or people that don't take vaccines are terrorists, or people that aren't for abortion are terrorists, or people that don't want fluoride in their water are terrorists, people who are against GMO are terrorists, or the mother doesn't vaccinate and her kid dies. Or they're homeschoolers and they torture their kids, but the CPS comes and saves them. I mean, it's just wall to wall. Folks, sometimes I'll randomly turn the TV on at night and just randomly surf to a drama or sitcom, and it's just all brainwashing. That is 100% proof of the evil of our government, the evil of our media. And that's why you have Cass Sunstein and Elena Kagan and all these other White House czars and solicitor generals and the rest of them openly saying, we're going to shut down freedom on the Internet. We're going to shut down Alex Jones. There's open calls for it. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, New York Times, time to ban freedom of speech. Time to shut down these conspiracy theorists. Time to ban people that say global warming isn't real because we're kicking their butts. We are smashing these people. We are exposing them at every level, and they know it, and they can't stand it. They are scared of what we're able to do together. They know that the people are rising up and getting informed and getting involved and waking up to what's happening. It is so vital for each and every one of you individually to reach out like an intervention, like they're a heroin addict, to go knock on that old lady's door next door and sit there and watch TV with her and drink tea or whatever and point out propaganda on television. To talk to your boss, your neighbor, to show people. You can watch any show and there's an anti-American agenda. This isn't a free society. We're just marinating in brainwashing. Now let's go ahead and go to this piece. You've got the one woman in it who thinks the professor's okay, but Gary Sinise, you know, the cool male leader type, he says, look, this guy's anti-American. He believes in chemtrails, which they now have declassified. The White House science czar admits there's a secret program to alter the atmosphere. You know, he gives Associated Press press conferences. But see, they know you're not watching AP press conferences, folks. They know. And then he's even more un-American. He thinks fluoride's bad in the water. They imagine if anybody had common sense. It'd be like if you traveled to the old Soviet Union, say, in the 70s, and you could speak Russian, and you were in a hotel watching their news, and they had some ridiculous propaganda. It's how ridiculous the propaganda is. It's like Monty Python. It's like Brazil, you know, the movie Brazil, with a futuristic 1984, with Robert De Niro in it. I mean, it's like absurdist. Oh, look, he thinks fluoride's bad in the water. He's anti-American. Oh, look, he wants to nerve gas. You know, I mean, folks, they think you are idiots. And I know I keep marveling hour after hour on this. I just can't handle it anymore. It's every show. It's pure brainwashing. Every stinking show. In fact, others should do it. I've talked for a decade about making a film about propaganda, just showing the overt demonization of anyone for liberty or freedom. But imagine turning on Russian TV 30 years ago and them saying, anyone who talks about a right to private property is evil terrorist that wants to kill you. Anyone that says us putting chemicals in the water is a terrorist. The Russians weren't even that ridiculous. Only in America do you turn it on and it goes, this guy's some kind of terrorist, un-American. He thinks fluoride's bad. The lady's like, come on, he's just a little eccentric. And the other person says, he got in trouble in college for teaching it. The message is, you better not criticize fluoride or you'll lose your job. So there's a message to scare you because they know people all over. Folks, I've read mainstream news articles on air. Texas Monthly writer was making fun of me about fluoride in the water. But he was for real. He wasn't an evil demon because he'd exposed police framing people in Texas. I assessed him. I did the interview, the multiple interviews. I hadn't checked into his family. I later found out his wife works for the city of Austin in the water system. That's why he got really upset when I said sodium fluoride's causing bone cancer, attacking every organ. I emailed him the congressional hearings. I emailed him the report where 90%+ of EPA scientists, as well as a bunch of FDA scientists, sent letters saying hundreds of chemicals are put in the water under the name fluoride, but fluoride itself doubles cancer risk. And he kind of called up and apologized. He said, okay, you know, no, I'm shocked by this. I'm shocked by this. And then later I did research on him and found out his wife, you know, works there. So that's probably why he's shocked by it. Because I bet she doesn't even know, even though she has a degree in wastewater management from the same prestigious university he went to. I forget the name of it. What's the one up north of Round Rock? What's that big university? It's not big, but it's Southwestern, yeah. But the issue was, is that he, you know, has got a Southwestern degree. His wife does. She's in wastewater management, works in the city of Austin, and he doesn't even know this. So he was kind of shocked the next time we met, and he pulled that out of the story, you know, that I'm this gook who thinks, look, it eats your frickin' bones. It attacks your damn brother. I'm sorry. I apologize. I just can't do this show anymore, okay? I can't do it anymore. They know the fluoride's killing us, all right? And I got to watch shows on CBS, on television, where we're terrorists because we're warning people. People are giving it to their kids, people. They're giving it to the children. You go to a Babies R Us or HEB food store, and they've got big aisles of fluoridated water for babies at 5 parts per million. 1 part per million causes a 20-point IQ reduction on average. Major studies, massively increases cancer, attacks every organ. And I'm the kook, because I'm not supposed to get upset. See, they've trained everybody to be real calm in that NPR voice, or like the Rumpelstiltskin character in the new Shrek. Hi. They ought to give Rumpelstiltskin from that show an NPR show. The person that did the voice. I'm your friend. Oh, the fluoride's good. Terrorists don't want you to drink it. How does the public watch a show where the terrorists don't want you to drink fluoride? I mean, guys, are you getting why I'm freaking out on this? How obvious it is. How ridiculous. I mean, if I was writing a fictional satire book about a off-the-charts, bonkers tyranny, this would be it. I took my kids to see Rumpelstiltskin Saturday, the new Shrek movie, and it was upsetting, actually, when I was watching Rumpelstiltskin, because that's exactly how these bureaucrats talk. They're trained to have that cadence with their voice. They're trained to be soothing and nice, whereas I'm a regular person. I'm like a cornered dog. I mean, I'm growling and snapping and freaked out, you know, trying to reach out to people. This is a normal response to turning television on, and terrorists are people that don't want to drink their fluoride. When on record, it savages your body. Oh, and you're not going to get away easily. They now, what was it, 4 years ago? In fact, people won't believe it. Google it. Fluoride approved as pesticide on crops, and it goes through the membrane of the plants and precipitates. Nothing precipitates like fluoride, especially sodium. See, almost all of it, I've seen the studies, 99% stays in your body. It doesn't go anywhere, folks. You ever seen the bottom of a glass of water, all that sediment down there? That's chemicals and poisons. Hundreds of them they're authorized to put in. And that sodium fluoride, and it's all staying in your body. The arthritis, the pain, all of it. All of it. the cancer, the brain damage, and just so these control freak elitists, they just enjoy hurting you. They enjoy the power they've got over you. They just love brain damaging children. They love hurting. They love the bone cancer. They love it. Like a psychopath loves grabbing a woman off the street who's hitchhiking and torturing her for 3 weeks before they finally use her up and kill her. They're using us up. Every one of you cops, FBI agents, all of you that serve the system. You're not real psychopaths, are you? You don't know about this information. You've been taught I'm a crazy. When you're in that relaxed, unquestioning brainwash mode, eating your dinner every night, every form of that TV dinner designed to sterilize you, the plastic container with the estrogen mimickers, the MSG, the other chemicals that are added, you're sitting there eating that meal, every level designed to chemically attack you. You're there drinking your beer, watching the television. Come on, wake up from the trance. The bad guy doesn't like fluoride in your water. The government is paying. That's admitted. That's bad enough for messages in shows where people that talk about chemtrails and sodium fluoride are terrorists. The terrorists are the people that made that show. Come on. Come on, wake up. Wake up out there. Come on. Wake up. This isn't hard, folks. This isn't hard. Come on. Go check the EPA scientists for yourself. Thousands of them signed petitions. And I've had a bunch of them on, including the leader of the union. He talked about how it was like a spell. He goes, yeah, all these years I hadn't looked at what sodium fluoride does and how deadly it is and how it precipitates out and is cumulative poison. And I didn't know that under the name sodium fluoride, it can be up to 350 chemicals they put in. The average water system is around 150. And he said, I just can't believe it. It's like the head dentist in Canada. We had him on years ago. He's the guy that got the water fluoridated 20-something years ago. And then people sent him the research that it was hundreds of chemicals under the name, and that it wasn't calcium fluoride, which is good in small amounts, that it was deadly poison, and he flipped out and warned people. But it doesn't matter, doctor. It doesn't matter how many doctors, how many chemists, how many toxicologists, how many epidemiologists, how many brain surgeons go public? They're going to make CBS movie shows where you're a terrorist. Let's go ahead and play the clip now. Let's go ahead and go to it. Here it is.
Peyton. Hi, what are you two doing here? Hey.
I think I may know a little something about your poison victim.
And I'm here to prove a man innocent. I got a little intel on Professor Scott. He has a history of espousing various conspiracy theories. Sharing them with his students got him into a little trouble. Every university has at least one unconventional professor.
Oh, come on, Peyton. This guy's ideas here are totally anti-American. Look at this. Water fluoridation, tsunami bombs, chemtrails.
What are chemtrails?
Now, some people believe that vapor exhaust from aircraft are actually dangerous biochemicals dispersed into the air.
Which only proves that Kevin's a little odd. Prints from the tape look show that both Kevin Scott and our John Doe touched the case, and analysis of the paper on the bottom of the bird cage does not confirm evidence of poison.
Thank you.
Many poisons are highly volatile. They can evaporate within minutes. Just because it wasn't detected doesn't mean it wasn't there. Scott's background says he was recently forced into retirement by the university. 8 months ago.
He stopped teaching. He never mentioned it. There were also two recent arrests for public disturbance.
None of what you're saying sounds like the man that I know. Well, we don't have anything that connects Kevin Scott to the poison or to our John Doe's death.
Okay.
Sid's autopsy report.
And it goes on and on. So he's a guy who taught the kids that chemtrails are real. No, we're not saying all jet trails, ice crystals, are chemtrail spray. We said in 95, all over the Western world, some planes began spraying, even at low level, condensation trails that do not dissipate. Then meteorologists and others who we've interviewed at major TV stations got samples, found it was barium salts, aluminum dioxide. Then, in the last 2 years, so about 13, 14 years later, the government comes out and says we've had a huge secret weather modification program going on that we're now going full scale with. If the previous stuff was just a test, I'd hate to see full scale. And it's barium salts and aluminum dioxide to repair the ozone holes. Then if you know the ozone holes, those are over, only over Antarctica, the Arctic in certain seasons, and New Zealand. And by the way, you don't hear about it anymore because it got smaller. It's natural. It's part of the electromagnetic field. The point is that they don't even deny this. But see, they know the average person isn't. Just Google John P. Holdren, White House science czar, geoengineering. And he'll admit, and they've got all these government sites, how they're chemtrailing us. But see, they know the jellyfish, brain-dead Prozac head watching CSI sitting there sucking down fluoride water isn't going to read a book, isn't going to go to YouTube and watch the head of the White House science program admit they're spraying us. They're not going to do any of it. By the way, the weather modification is only a small part of the program. And then there's the whole fluoride thing. And, of course, it turns out he's a terrorist. He's a terrorist. He doesn't like chemtrails. So the message is, you talk about chemtrails, you talk about poison in the water, you are a terrorist, okay? So drink your water, breathe your chemtrails, and shut up.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In Steve Watson's article, he links all the mainstream news reports where they say, oh, it's wonderful, the government's funding most TV now with messages. Messages for global government, messages for carbon tax, anti-Second Amendment messages. Totally illegal, totally creepy. Courts ruled Bush wasn't allowed to spend billions of dollars a year on fake news packages. This is all criminal. This is un-American. But what is the message the government wants? CSI detective. I have a little intel on Professor Scott. He has a history of espousing various conspiracy theories. Sharing them with his students got him in a little trouble. So see, one cop walks up to the CSI investigators. Hey, he got in a little trouble for his conspiracy theories. The message is, you lose your job, because next they talk about he lost his job. Well, good. That's what you do. You question things in America. You read government documents. This is so un-American. Oh, I mean, this guy's almost as bad as George Washington. Professor's friends. Every university has at least one unconventional professor. So she's defending it. But of course, she's proven wrong. Second CSI detective. Oh, come on, Peyton. This guy's ideas are totally anti-American. His ideas are anti-American. See, ideas are bad. Meanwhile, the globalists are destroying America, robbing our treasury, destroying our name. Oh, but they're the good globalists. They're the good guys. Oh, come on, Peyton. This guy's ideas are totally anti-American. Look at this. Water fluoridation. Tsunami bombs. Chemtrails. Well, I remember the Age newspaper. I remember AP. A decade ago, we never said the tsunami was a tsunami bomb, but it was declassified in the 50s. The U.S., the Australians, and the British looked at nuclear weapons to cause tsunamis. So if anybody ever talked about a tsunami bomb and read it out of the newspaper, the message is, look, you don't read stuff out of the newspaper. The message is, if you know anything about chemtrails, anything about water fluoridation, anything about tsunami bombs, notice they use three real things there. They didn't say you're a terrorist who deserves to be fired from your job, and he is later found to be a terrorist. Of course he's guilty. If you believe in little green men, oh, no, they promote that. They want you talking about that all day on the news. You know, Larry King Live. Or if you're talking about abominable snowmen or Bigfoot or any of that, that's fine. They don't want you talking about chemtrails, and they don't want you talking about water fluoridation. And they don't want you talking about man-made global warming not being real. White House regulations are says you need to be arrested. And I've got a headline. I've got a headline right here in my stack from yesterday. FCC says it's taking over the Internet. This is all happening right now. Oh, you know, I've done 2 hours of radio before I come back with our guest. Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Wakefield, I'm just briefly going to tell you this. If you believe in what we're doing here and you want to see us continue what we're doing and be able to expand and make even more films and a weekly television program and everything that needs to be done, I need your financial support. And you do that by buying the books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com. And then, of course, they're very useful tools in waking people up. Don't Tread on Me, Police State for the Rise of FEMA, Invisible Empire, are three of the latest films we have at InfoWars.com. You can also see them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And your purchase of the books, videos, and T-shirts does support us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.